Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Hey, it's Evo. You've made it all the way to the second episode, back when I wasn't doing a good job of branding myself. I didn't say things like, hello and welcome to another Podcast Pontifications with me, Evo Terra. So, there, I just did. Today's Podcast Pontification is all about monetization of podcasts and why math is the enemy for a lot of people. If you don't know me, my name is Evo Terra. I have been podcasting since 2004. I run a strategic podcast consultancy called Simpler Media. Find out more about me at podcastlaunch.pro because that's what I do. Money, podcasting. So I get contacted by a fair number of people, a few a week, who want to launch a podcast. And they all, well, they shouldn't say all, but a lot of them say, I want to launch this podcast, and I eventually want to get enough sponsorship money to be able to afford you, me, Evo, because you, me, Evo, are not inexpensive. And I also want to feed my family and turn off my sound. And I always have a little bit of a, I don't have an issue with that, but I always like to give my clients a bit of a reality check. See, most of the clients that I work for are professional service providers or business principals who don't really need to have an audience in the hundreds of thousands. That's not their goal. That's not their customer base. They really want to use this more as a lead gen tool to communicate with the most important audiences that they have. But I do work for a few clients who have much more general interest shows, and in their cases, and in fact, even in the case of my clients who are businesses, everyone would like to have their podcast have more people. Great. With businesses, it's more of a vanity aspect, as well as they get more leads. More is more. More is better. More is different, at least. But for my general purpose, the idea is that more people will lead to more opportunities for sponsorship dollars. And that's true. But let's look at the numbers for just a moment. So there's two ways you can get advertising dollars on your podcast. You can get the sponsorship dollars for your podcast. One is you base it off of what the current going rate for podcast sponsorships are. If you are a general interest show and you think that you also would like to have Casper Mattress or Blue Apron or ZipRecruiter or any of the other dozens of companies that are now advertising on podcasts, if you want a piece of that pie, great. You can do that. There are lots of different advertising clearance houses out there that will be happy to add your show's inventory to their inventory. Yes, Squarespace is another one. But here's the reality of that. So ads are sold in the general purpose shows like this on something that is called CPM. And that stands for cost per thousand. Yes, it should be CPT, but it's not. It's using the Latin term for thousand, which is mille, cost per mille, which means cost per thousand. That's how they're sold. Most podcasts, and I mean most podcasts, don't get thousands of downloads to their individual episodes. Most podcasts, on average, get 150. Period. Downloads. Now, let's say that your show is exceptionally good, and your episodes get many, many more than that. And so that any given month, you put four podcasts out there, and you're getting double that, right? In fact, let's make it easy so the math is easier for me. Let's say that all four of those podcasts, you're getting 250 downloads. That's almost double what the average podcaster sees. 250 downloads per episode. You're double, almost double what most podcasts see. So that would give you a total of 1,000 downloads across the month that you could count towards your advertisers. So you take that CPM, you've got one of those, one CPM. The average CPM for a show, somewhere between $5 and $25. They can be more, they can be a lot less. So if you have 1,000 downloads and you're getting, let's say you're on the low end of that, you're getting $5 for those 1,000 downloads that you pushed in a month. $5 a month. Five. Now let's say that you're exceptionally great and you get 10,000 of those. Okay. Add a zero. 50. $50. 10,000 gets 50. Oh, you've been able to convince advertisers that you're worth the $25 mark? Awesome. You get $250 for your month. Now, I don't know about you, but none of my clients are going to pay their bills with a $250 a month check. However, it is additional incremental revenue. That's nice to have. But the reality is you're probably not going to make it based on advertising dollars alone. Not unless you are exceptionally big and exceptionally large and put out multiple shows a week and all sorts of other little frequencies. But always go back and do that math. If I really want to get advertising dollars, how many downloads do I have to get? Knowing that, on average, $5 to $25 CPMs. It's a big number. How many episodes do I have to put out so that I have enough inventory that these ads can get inside of? Math is sometimes the enemy of podcast monetization. Now, in reality, you don't have to go for the Caspers and the Squarespaces of the world. Yeah, those are great and fine, but they're advertising on the big dogs. It might be hard for a small podcast, whether it's an independently produced show that has a general audience appeal or a highly produced but very niche-focused content. You may not be able to get those advertisers. And in fact, you probably shouldn't get those advertisers. You should instead go out and try to find your own sponsors of the show, which brings the question of how much should they pay? Well, if the person you're going after knows about CPMs, knows how ads are typically sold, then you're just selling on tonnage and you're going to be up against those same numbers. Although maybe yours is highly niche focused. You've got a podcast where you're talking about financial planning, marketing for financial planners, and your 200 people who are listening to you every single week or every single month, whenever, however often you're doing it, all of those are highly focused and exactly who you're looking for. Well, A, prove that. But B, if that's the case, then you could definitely charge a lot more than that, because reaching that audience with the right message is fine. You can charge significantly above that. How much? I have no idea. Nor does anyone else. It's what's it worth? What are there other options in your industry? Is there a magazine? Is there a radio program? Is there a television? Or is there a newsletter that they can advertise in? What does that cost them? What does that get them? And how can you target into that? But you kind of have to make it up as you are going along. Many new people that get into podcasting think that it's a huge well of opportunity for bringing in money. And it certainly can be. That certainly can be. I mean, I've made a career out of podcasting. Daniel J. Lewis has made a career out of podcasting. We're fine. We can do things like this. Lots of people out there making careers out of podcasting. There are many podcasters who've quit their day job. Ugh, horrible campaign. Who are doing the thing that they love every single time. But the vast majority aren't. On average, most podcasts get 150 downloads per episode in the course of 30 days. That's not a very big number, and that's hard to monetize with just selling inventory like is sold in other places. So what's a podcaster to do who wants to monetize but math is working against them? Well, it's tough. You're probably not going to monetize based on just dropping an ad inside of your show. What you need to do is find other ways to bring value that your corporate partners, your sponsors, might actually like. How do you do that? I don't know how you do that. It depends on what they want. It's going to be customized for each and every niche. Again, if you're a general purpose show, my wife Sheila and I, we do a show called Shivo versus the First World. It is general interest content. There is no niche that we are going for. So I can't really sell much to a potential advertiser other than the exposure they might get from being on my show, which has a market value. And I have to either play against that market value or play with that market value. It's totally up to me. If you're doing a much more highly focused show that is of value, then you can go and charge more for that opportunity. Plus, it allows you to have, it allows you to come up with interesting and novel ways of doing things. I just had a meeting before I jumped on this live video today to chat with a company that's based out of the EU that want to produce a podcast. And they're really looking at it from a top of funnel lead gen tool. This brings people into the funnel, and then they will have additional opportunity to market to that individual audience inside of the show, not with affiliate links. I don't necessarily know that affiliate links are the great way to do it. Nothing wrong with doing it. I don't know that it's the best way for all podcasters to go. But they're highly focused. They sell one thing. Their show is going to be about that one thing that they do, ostensibly. I mean, it's not just going to be that boring. It's going to be a content around that. But their concept to help monetize it is to get people to sign up for their own program. And in fact, that's what most of my clients do. They see podcasting as a lead generation tool, as a top of funnel, awareness building. This is who I am, and this is the kind of content that I produce on a regular basis. Shouldn't you listen to me every week or every other week or how often they're producing it? And then what else comes out of that? What are the additional ways people can get information? News and entertainment, tougher to do that. Four guys in the basement playing D&D, tougher to do that. Not impossible. I'm not saying you shouldn't monetize, but I'm saying you should definitely break out your pen and your paper and do the math and see what the value happens to be. If it's great value, if you can sell it, baby. But if your plan is to have a podcast where you just talk about the general things that come through your head on any given moment and you can't wait to get that gold rush of advertiser dollars, you're probably going to be disappointed. Math is the enemy of podcast production. Well, math is the enemy of podcast monetization, not production. Math works for production. Math is the enemy of podcasting monetization. Again, it's not that you can't do it. It's just that it's harder than you probably think, especially with small numbers on this size. I hope you've enjoyed the live video. I'm trying to do these every single morning, and I'm posting it up on LinkedIn when it's done here. Thanks again. Evo Terra, that's me. Podcastlaunch.pro is the website where you can get more information about me. And if you want to hire me to help you, great. I would love to do that. I make it pretty simple and straightforward. Thank you very much for watching. Cheers.
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3, Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4. PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5. Choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.